I mean, he's been putting in work for so long.
Putting a lot of work.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Putting in Work, episode 93 of the interview podcast on the 8-Bit Collective, powered by Audio Technica. And I'm John O'Peck, this week with Boss Logic himself. He doesn't do interviews. This is apparently, technically, his first podcast, he says. So I'm going to go with that and say, hey, I got the exclusive here. People who don't know, Boss Logic is a graphic artist. He's, I guess, a digital artist. His identity is not publicly known, just like Banksy, just like Panda Musk. But Boss Logic is known for his nerd culture photoshops. Anytime there's an actor announced for a TV show or a movie, he'll photoshop them into a scene or a poster within like a matter of hours. A lot of it might just be fan art. Here's The Rock as Sagat from Street Fighter, or here's Alison Brie as Captain Marvel, well before any of the filming's taken place. A lot of movie posters. He's even moved into official work for the UFC doing fight posters and really blown up over the past couple of years with some of these pieces that have gone viral on Twitter and Instagram, especially with, you know, the rise of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the CW Network's DC TV shows. So it's interesting to find out that, you know, Boss Logic's been toiling away at this. He's been doing this for like more than a decade. It's only recently that he started to see a bit of momentum build up to the point where he's making a living out of this creative work. So it really was a privilege and an honor to get to sit down to meet Boss Logic and rack his brain about his process and the way that he goes about creating his art pieces and his really ambitious hopes for the future. This was recorded on a different portable microphone compared to some of the interviews you've heard lately, so it is a little bit different, but bear with us because it's a great interview. So here he is, live at PAX Australia. Enjoy the show. Thanks for joining me, man. It's awesome to meet you and to have you here at PAX.
Awesome, man. It's like, I don't do much interviews, yeah. But I do actually follow you guys, and I've seen some of your podcasts.
Yeah, and you've done a bit of work for Brendan, who started 8-Bit
years ago. I've done it. I actually didn't know. He sent me a message. He goes, I remember you did the Logan Wolverine piece for me.
Yeah.
It's like, and he's forever grateful. I'm like, can you send me the picture so I can remember?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So long ago.
Yeah.
I told him that if he wants it again, just I'll hook him up.
Yeah, sweet, man. Let's talk a bit about what you do. Like, I know I've seen a lot of your pieces on, I guess, social medias where they seem to circulate a lot, but when you're talking to people about your art, how do you describe it?
Basically, there's two forms of me. There's the original artist that I do my own thing, mm-hmm. and create my own pieces, original pieces. Not much people know that side of me, but ever since I started fan art, like around 6 years ago, that's when my name kind of blew up. Mm. It went from CW work to Marvel work to comic in general, but then it expanded to UFC and gaming.
Okay.
And now it's got my name out there. I have to pick and choose what to do now.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
It is, but it's like you also get the hatred fan base as well.
Yeah. You're a good follower on Twitter because you always seem to have a good response to people who you know, having a go at whatever it is or what for whatever reason. Like, people don't need much to be upset about, do they?
Kill them with kindness. That's what you need to do. So if you be kind to the person, if they lash out at you, it's like they look off. Mm. So you kill them with kindness.
It's a good approach. So the work that that's not fan art, is it still very much digital? It's based around Photoshop?
Yeah, basically everything I do is digital nowadays. Like, I restarted doing traditional art because that's how I started.
Mm.
And that's actually my true passion.
Okay.
Traditional art. But the thing that gets more exposure these days is digital. People like the vibrant colors, the neon glows. That's what I use.
You can do so much with it too, can't you?
Yeah, basically.
And so what is the, like, when you say physical art, are you talking about?
Traditional, so drawing on paper.
Yep.
Pencil, paper, canvas.
Yeah. Yep. I know there's probably a lot of ways to combine the two. Is that something that you do much?
Only when I have an idea. I'll sketch it out first, then I'll turn it into digital.
Okay, and that's the process.
Yeah. That's the process. But that's like rare nowadays because I try to get everything out within an hour or within a couple of hours, so it's newsworthy.
The turnaround seems really quick. Yeah. Sort of like, I guess when there's an announcement or even a rumor with someone being cast in something, you're pretty quick to put it together.
That's basically, like today, that chick from 13 Reasons Why got announced for Avengers 4.
Okay.
And if I was home, I would have definitely done a Thanos tapes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So Let's go back a little bit and like, were you always interested in a career in art, or was it something you did for fun, or was it something you studied?
Ever since school, I always drew on my textbooks. Like, I was always drawing, always drawing.
Just scribbling.
I done work at like Hungry Jack's, Ford, Courier Service, but nothing felt right. So I just stuck to digital art, stuck to art in general. And it was a long process. It was like 9 years of struggle, no money, no nothing. Mm. But then certain clubs, like I got club work that paid me a few bucks here. I got some comic book sites giving me a couple bucks here. But then I got the big jobs like the Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight. I've done the official posters for them.
Oh, wow.
And that was like, that's what opened up the career path.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So that's pretty recent, really.
So basically, it was like a whole 9 years of struggle. It's been like 2 years that's been really good for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so those years, were you pursuing art and like kind of failing to get your foot in the door? Or was it that you didn't really see a way for you to make a living out of it?
It was always failing to get my foot in the door. It's like, you need the right person to see you. It's like, if you don't have the right person to see you, or that's what's so good about social media, it's a whole audience that could see you. But, or if you have a friend that knows the industry that can put you through the door, either that, if you don't have that, it won't, like, you won't actually reach. Like, I've seen some talented artists, like, real talented artists, they trump me, 100-1. But yeah, they don't get nowhere because they don't have like reach and they don't have a good presence or an agent to push them.
Sure. So how much of it is finding a way to go viral? Because, you know, you see a lot of your pieces just blow up and that's when people start to recognize their
name. I think
these
days it's important to get reach. Mm. Like, people sometimes say, oh, look at this artist, doesn't have social media and he's thriving. That guy's one of the lucky ones. You have to show yourself. Mm. You have to tag the actor, the artist, do a fan art for some movie that's coming up. And if you get seen and noticed and retweeted, companies look at that. It's like, hey, I like that style, I like that vision, I want this guy to do a commission.
Yeah.
And that's how you get. And even if it's little jobs, you get like, you add that to your portfolio and you can present that to someone.
And so doing something kind of corporate like the Conor McGregor fight, like, is that something where you can now, do they circulate that you're the person that did it, or is it that you're approaching people yourself?
Definitely. Yeah. They see that I done that, they ask who done that, and they want that sort of style on there. That's how I got the job with Invicta. Invicta's the female side of UFC.
Okay.
So I do jobs for them now, and I do jobs for, and that's how Reebok picked me up as well for the UFC sector. And awesome. That's how it circulates. Like.
Sure. So I guess it would be easy for some people to go, oh, he went viral and now he's huge. But there's like a huge grind that led up to that point.
People, like, even in artwork, if I sell you a piece and it took me an hour, it legitimately took me 10 years to get that hour.
Yeah.
They don't look at the grind. They don't look at the skill level and how long it took you to get to this point where you make this artwork. And that's, I find that a problem. That's why people want always free work.
Yeah,
because
it's a big thing.
It takes 2 hours and it's digital. Anyone can do it. Go Fiverr.
Go
it's
find like, someone to do it if you think anyone can do it.
Go on Fiverr, you really get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So going back again, were you growing up as a kid, like you said you were scribbling on your art books, were you thinking that, man, if I could only make a career in the art, that would be like the thing that I always want to do?
No. Careers was never on my mind.
Mm.
Like when I was a kid, it was just drawing and wanting to be better than the other person at drawing.
Yeah.
One of my friends was an excellent drawer and I wanted to be better than him. I eventually did get better than him, but he went to digital, introduced me to digital, and we both thrived in it, but I excelled. But yeah, it was never a career goal.
Okay.
And then when career got into it, it still got messier with him.
Sure. So I guess it's also an element where you're creating these artworks and you're getting better at it. Are you thinking like, I wonder if I could do comic books, or I wonder if I could work in animation? Like, did you consider those as possible careers?
I have considered, I want to be an ideas man.
Yeah.
So right now, just recently I got an agent because I wanted to dive in the realms of movies and movie ideas and movie pitches.
Mm.
So like the goal is to have one of your ideas turned into a screenplay.
Wow.
And I have a whole bunch of ideas that I'm pitching, so hopefully that will flourish.
Yeah.
down the track.
So I guess as someone who does a lot of fan art that gets received really well, you probably work on a lot of this original content that you hope would get the same exposure. So I guess now that you've got like a big name for yourself, is that something where people are interested in what you've come out of your own head?
That's the good thing. The good thing about having like a big reach nowadays is when I post up my original works, they love it. They want to see more of my original stuff. They're like, oh, we love your fan art, but this is amazing stuff.
Mm.
And back in the days, I didn't have that. When you post up a original work, it's like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, where's Spider-Man? Yeah.
Yeah, where's Spider-Man? But yeah. Now they want to see more of my original stuff, and that's like makes me feel like proud of my original concepts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is all the digital art and the skills in Photoshop and whatever other tools you're using, is it completely self-taught? And how did you kind of build those skills? And like, is it someone teaching you, or are you just trial and error?
All self-taught and trial and error. So people really underrate how much you can learn off YouTube and magazines and stuff. And that's where I've learned from. I literally learned from magazines like Computer Arts and Photoshop Magazine Australia. And YouTube videos. There's like a bunch of beginner all the way to expert levels. And they're like, they break it down so good.
Mm.
But people don't take the time to watch. They want to be good straight away. They use the excuse that you need to study to get good. You have to go to university. And that's not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is interesting because like I know people, like I've got a friend who works in visual effects in like movie industry, and he's the same thing. Like he was working as like a general artist, and then he's like, well, looks like all the stuff that I want to do is around painting 3D models and kind of that kind of work. So he did the same thing. He sat down and watched YouTube videos and came back with a folio of that, and
now
he's done like Mad Max and Happy Feet and all this kind of thing.
Because at the end of the day, when they look at your portfolio, they don't look at the degree side. They look at what you have, what you can do.
I want to know what you'll add to
them. Yeah. I've seen a lot of artists that are like, they're not very social. They dropped out like year 7, year 8. And they just did art. So, and art's all they know. And that's what you want for your team. If you want an artist, get someone that knows art. Yeah, that's basically it.
That's cool. So, where do you go from here? You said you got an agent. Is it kind of having to learn how things work in terms of like the commercial side of things and contracts and
I don't like dealing with the corporate side of things, like contracts, payments.
Sounds like a lot of artists.
Negotiations and all that stuff. I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Like if a company tells me, like say Marvel approaches me and tells me this for this much money, it's like I see Marvel and I'm like, yeah, I'll accept anything. But an agent would break it down, see how much work, and get you the maximum amount you can get without you having to deal with it. But what I've learned from my experience as when an artist replies to a company and stuff, it's just kind of one wrong thing, it puts down you as an artist to the company. So if it's an agent, it doesn't really stick to you.
And they can negotiate for you to get the best possible deal. And
other than the agent, that was one big step that I was looking upon. Basically working in the US is the next step, which in January I've already planned to go to LA. There's a whole bunch of big things happening, which I'm still under NDA to announce it, but big things are happening.
Exciting stuff. So what would be like the dream project? Like you mentioned movies, and obviously you've started to do some fan art for games. Is that a space you'd like to be involved with?
Games has always been part of my life. So as I was one of the creators of Shadaloo Showdown, the Street Fighter event. So Street Fighter is something I've always wanted to work with. And movies like Avengers, any Marvel movies. I love the promotional side of things. I love telling a story through visualization of posters and stuff. So if they wanted that, I would love to do that. But the ultimate dream is to create your own IP, basically, your own thing, and get it noticed and get it received well, like how Marvel, reveals its stuff.
Yeah. It's just the whole, I guess, the theatrical side of how the whole thing works.
Yeah, I would like to release something that I made and also see the hating comments on it. So to be part of that world. Not too much hate, but just like still some.
Yeah. I mean, it shows that people care about it, I guess, don't they?
Yeah. I just want to see I want to be on that receiving end of that spectrum.
And I feel like you would be, as much as anyone, in tune with the way people react to whether it's the way someone's portrayed or a certain actor being involved in a project, because you're putting this artwork out there, and it's an avenue for people to express their opinion about casting or about
that's what I like to see, because why
are they wearing that costume.
I always find it weird when Marvel releases a character, then their fans say that that shouldn't be that way when it's their character and that's how it was made. So that's, what are you changing?
Yeah, between you and like following Tom Taylor, who's another guy from Melbourne, the comic book artist, writer. Yeah, it's good. There's always something on my Twitter feed that's someone coming back at whoever's complaining over something ridiculous.
It's weird. So. Like recently there was the Yennefer from The Witcher debacle. Like, they added that girl. I forgot the actress's name. But yeah, they added her. And people were complaining that that doesn't look like her. But the movie is based, I mean, the show is based on the book, which has no picture, no visuals. But they want the girl from the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not going to happen. You can't have everything.
Yeah.
Just watch it. Give her a chance. Like, the girl's getting, like, roasted on, like, the actress.
Yeah, and the Siri one, where they're saying, oh, she's too old or she's too young. I can't remember which
one it is. It was too young.
Yeah.
Because they want her to be the one in the
Witcher game. Witcher 3, yeah. And I guess it's, it goes to show that you can never keep everybody happy.
You can't.
And as an artist, I'm sure you've seen that too.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone be happy about something, like, completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be your... Was there a piece that you've done that you remember as, like, that was kind of when everything changed, where it was particularly viral, or it was the first one that really seemed to penetrate into getting covered in, like, websites writing articles about it and that kind of thing?
There was a lot of pieces. Like, I did an Iron Mesh series ages ago that went viral, but it wasn't viral because it was a pop culture thing. But the thing that went viral and stuck would have to be the Last Supper Avengers, if you've seen it.
Yes, that's
the one that went viral, not only because it got reshared by everyone, but because the Russo brothers also wanted it as their Twitter
banner.
And that's what made them follow me, and hopefully we got some projects working on later on with them. So yeah, that opened the door to a lot of things.
That's rad. And is it a situation where you can kind of leverage it, and I don't, whether it's you deliberately doing this or whether it just happens on its own, but where people go, you work with that person, now you can approach them and work with that person, another person?
It works like that. So if I worked with the Russo brothers, which, like, I haven't worked with them yet, but people already spread the word. It's like, hey, we saw the Russo brothers follow you and they have your banner as their profile picture. Can you do some work for us? And that's just from sharing. Yeah. It's not even working. And then there's, like, The Rock shared a picture once, and it's like, hey, The Rock did this and came to you, wanted a custom picture made. We want a custom picture made. So it's word of mouth, and basically what they see on social media, so they want that.
That's cool. I saw the Saget Rock that he did this week. That was pretty cool.
I wanted him to dress for Halloween, the Rock, Sagat. So the Sagat doesn't get much love, so I wanted to see it.
It's a good look. It works. Something like that, like, is there a part of your technical training that you've, I guess, you're self-taught, but, like, have you deliberately went out to make it so that you can turn these things around quicker? Like, have you found shortcuts and that kind of thing? Because it seems like that's a big part of the way that you work.
If I know what I want to do, I know how to produce it quicker. I know exactly what to do. Some people, when they go into Photoshop, they try something, delete it, try something, erase, keep stepping back, they don't know what to do. But if I want something and I know what it is, I just get it out straight away.
And is it literally what you picture in your head is what we're seeing?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's way off, but
because I feel like that's one of the hard things, like, if you're, whether it's what you do or photography, for a lot of people, as they're trying to get better at it, they're like, I can see it in my head, but it's just, I can't bring it to life. But the thing with Photoshop is it almost all the time there's a way to do it, because there's so many tools.
You just have to do it as close as you can as possible. And if you're not happy with it, still save it. Like, a year later down the track when you're better, try it again. See how much you've improved. Like, I do that a lot. I revisit old artworks to see if I can improve it, and it's always the case. I always can improve it.
And is there a particular way that you find all of your like original images for this, for these kinds of works? Like, do you have a just a folder full of like actors in case they get cast in a movie?
No, I don't have a folder full of actors. I usually Google the actors, yeah. But the resources I use, I have a Shutterstock account. I used to anyway. And I have a category of like 40 folders of different stuff. So shirts, all these references that I need. Mm. So I know, categorize them so I can go straight up to them and I need a shirt, I need this, I need this. Yeah.
The funniest one was the other day where they were arguing about which character you had was in the drawing.
Oh yeah, it's like, that was the worst. They're like, it's Felicity from Arrow, but it's Supergirl. And I said it's Supergirl, and I even showed the girl that the picture photo. I used that it's Supergirl. And she's like, nah, you scoured the internet and searched for a picture that looks like that. I'm like, why? Why would I do this? I don't
to
even
trick
understand.
Everyone. Like, what's
why would I trick you?
You didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah. So there's no like win for anyone. It doesn't make sense why you want it.
Yeah. That's funny, man. It's
that girl blocked me, by the way.
She probably doesn't.
I didn't even say anything to her. She just
probably doesn't realize that you're the artist. That's the funny thing, isn't it?
I told her like four times.
But you're still wrong. She's right.
Yeah, that's basically it.
So what would you say has been the hardest part of getting to this point? Because I mean, you mentioned like the 8 or 9 years that it took, and I'm guessing there were points where, you know, whether it's finding other hobbies that could take time away from the time you put into art, or jobs that you hated and maybe they sucked out all your energy. Did you always find that art was something you could come back to and you knew that you were going to get there? And like, what was it that kept you going?
I never knew I was going to get there, but there was a point in my life where it was the only thing I had, and I kept doing it because it was the only thing that kept me happy. It's like, you know, everyone goes through those dark moments where they don't know what they're going to do with their life, where their life's going. So I stuck to art, and the more traction it got and all that stuff, you get like endorphins and get happy that you're making people happy, and that's what kept me going, really. The fans kept me going for all my artwork.
Yeah,
but you know, it's a plus that jobs came through it, and it's actually a career move now.
That's awesome.
But that's not what it got started for. But I don't know where I would be if it didn't escalate to a job.
Sure. So I guess it is really an exciting time for you right now, because it's kind of when things are starting to get moving, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. I'm eager to see what the future holds, like with the companies I'm working with, which I still can't mention. I wish I can, but don't worry. Like, I think December I'm allowed to announce everything. Oh, yeah. So yeah.
When it happens, I will pull this out and I'll bring it back onto Twitter.
No worries, I'll retweet it. So yeah.
That's cool. So it is cool, like you mentioned about the fans. Do you find that you have a community following you to this point? Is it that kind of experience?
There's a lot of loyal fans now, but there's a lot of deceptive haters like that go out of their way, and that's the scariest part of this. If you don't have tough skin, and when the mob hits you, especially on Twitter, you're not gonna make it.
Yeah,
like I've been hit by mobs on Twitter, and they're like the worst.
Yeah, so how do you get through that kind of experience when you're just like a normal guy that's trying to make some art, you know?
You've seen it. I try to tone it down with kindness, but if it's overbearing, I just ignore it. Because if you ignore them, a lot of them literally attack me so I can block them, so they can screen cap I blocked them.
Yeah.
That's what they want. That's like the badge of honor. But yeah, nowadays I just mute them because I can't see what they're saying, but they're still trying to make me block them.
So. It's crazy. I mean, it's one of those things where you got to wonder, at the end of the day, it's not like you're some controversial, it's not politics, it's just,
it's comic books and video games.
Like, why are these people getting upset?
But sometimes they try to make it into politics. Mm. Like, I did a piece of, I can't remember what piece I did, but it was political in the show, but not in the real world.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense why you're making it political. But they're like, well, if it was real life, you're going for this side instead of this side. Like, you make no sense. You're taking this too deep. It's not,
Just art. It's just fun. Yeah, it's just meant to be fun.
I try to avoid politics.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't want to be anywhere near American politics because it's not ours. We're Australian. Yeah. I don't know why Australians are putting their heads in American politics. Just, they have their own problems. Let them be.
We've got our own things to deal with over here. So what would be your advice to people, whether they're like an artist that's trying to get noticed or someone that actually wants to improve their skills to a point that they can do
just keep stuff going like that? Yeah. It's like a lot of people, they start and they do Photoshop, they see like artists like me and they replicate, they do what I do, and that's fine, that's awesome. Like, if it makes you happy and you're producing good work, go ahead, keep doing that. But just keep being consistent to the point where your actual skill evolves. And if you continue to do it, you're bound to get noticed, you're bound to get better. But a lot of people just stick to it for a year and just quit it.
Yeah.
There goes a year of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you feel like, I'm sure that this is the case, but have you noticed that people have been influenced by the work that you're doing? Because it's so high profile. And like for me, there's always fan art out there, but I feel like the stuff that I'm seeing you do, it speaks to the community that I'm in, because it is the nerd culture, it's video games and that kind of thing.
Basically, I don't like to say people copy. That's influenced.
I mean, it's inspired.
It's inspired.
Yeah. And I'm sure that was like for you when you were starting out.
Yeah, because they see what people, like my work gets out there a lot. So they see what I do and they want to produce the same, show the same to everyone else. No, that's perfectly fine. I'm happy for people to do what I do. But the thing is, it limits them. I think they should always push, develop that style into another style. Like my style evolved from a whole bunch of different stuff. So I saw this, then my friend Pete, he does this awesome glow style, and I learned from him his glow style and I adapted it to my style. So now you have what you see that I do. And there's a lot of artists that do the same thing, but a lot of people are confused. Did Boss Logic do this? Did this guy do this? And there's always like, credit Boss Logic on this work and it's not my work. And that's the only issue I have there. It's like people are swearing at pages because they're not crediting me and it's not
my
work.
Yours.
Yeah. That's the only issue I have.
It's not your job to go around and chase them up and tell them actually.
It's like, I don't want to tell a million pages to fix this. Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's kind of like music and even like video games. You see a new game will come out and you're like, oh, they've clearly pulled some, like this element from this other game that's been really successful and improved it, or they've added it to what they were already doing and it's given it this new flavor. So I think it's cool to see that's how we evolve in the arts, I think, is by being influenced, isn't it?
Yeah. But basically, if you do take a style from an artist, always show the respect to the artist that you took it from. Like, as I said, Pete is the one that taught me how to do the glow style, and I always mention it. If anyone mentions where did you develop your style from, I always mention him. But a lot of artists say they developed it.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Well, cool. So the last question I've got for you is, if you could do anything and know you wouldn't fail, what would you do?
A movie.
A movie?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would like to dive into the superhero realm, but not like Marvel, just my own adaptation. Even if it's like you've watched The Greatest Showman, a musical.
Yeah.
Like imagine a dark R-rated superhero musical.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That would be rad.
Yeah. There's actually a thing I have like planned in my head. It's like it works with genres and stuff. Yeah. It's a really cool concept.
So would it be the concept art, or would you actually, are you into writing and that kind of thing too?
I'm into writing the whole synopsis and storyline and plot, but I would hire someone to
help me. Yeah, you sit down with a writer.
Because it's not my profession. I would stick with you creatively, but that person's job, give them money to do what they do.
Yeah, that's cool, man. All right, well, hopefully I can see that one day. I'll keep an eye out for the superhero musical.
I'll let you know, next year, about midway next year, I'll actually construct it, concept art it, and all that stuff, and I'll show it to the
world. Yeah, sweet man. Awesome. Well, thanks for doing the interview. Man. Have great packs.
Thanks, man. You too, man.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to Audio Technica. Check out Boss Logic on Twitter and Instagram at Boss Logic. Do me a favor and leave an iTunes review. That really goes a long way to helping out the show, helping people discover it. Give it a share on social media. Head over to 8bit.net, that's ATEBIT, and support the rest of the awesome podcast content from the 8bit Collective. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jono himself. And until next week, keep putting in work.